Neil Atkinson with Mel Reddy to talk through, well, Arne Slot, leading into the question about who next, leading into Andoni Iriola, but also maybe a couple of conversations as well about the wider structure that Liverpool currently find themselves with and its future. So, and the first thing, Mel, is I was long of the view that Slot would end up moving on this summer, that it was a direction of travel, first and foremost, that hooks itself onto the results on the pitch. Now in the cold light today, it's perfectly reasonable to point out that Slot had taken 45 points from the 33 games that follow that first five-game push. And I long felt Liverpool, whether Liverpool in Liverpool, Liverpool in London or Liverpool in Boston, were not going to want to persevere with the risk of that, even if it got Champions League football this season. So the timing of Liverpool's decision to some people may seem as though it's pretty immediate or it's been a rush job, but I just can't get on board with that. That doesn't seem to me to be a likely reflection of reality.
Neither can I. Firstly, because we know how the club works. It's a very long-term thinking club. They do work months in advance when it comes to transfers. Their succession planning for managers has always been incredibly strong. Even when there's no reason to look for a change, they do always have fallback options. And from April, I was convinced that it just couldn't continue for a number of reasons. Liverpool, when they decided to lean into data, it was because they didn't want to be a sentimental club. They wanted to make informed decisions. They wanted to look at trends. They got in the best research department in football to build new models so they could have a smarter way of analyzing numbers in a way that resonates with the club in terms of what they want to do.